It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Hi, Jack.
Morning, Marianne.
California Governor Jerry Brown released his budget proposal yesterday. Anything in it that's relevant for the Sacramento business community?
A couple of things sort of immediately spring out. The governor is proposing a $670 million infusion in spending for Medi-Cal, which sounds good. Doctors have been complaining for some time about a 10% cut that was imposed on Medi-Cal rates. But the bad news is this would erase the accumulated effects of that cut, but not the cut going forward. So I expect we'll be hearing more about that. The other point of special interest is infrastructure. The budget allows proposes $815 million toward deferred maintenance, puts a big focus on deferred maintenance as opposed to new construction. The state estimates there's something like a $65 billion backlog of school repair, parks, that sort of thing.
It looks like there's also something in the governor's budget about redevelopment, maybe that would help fill the gap left by redevelopment agencies.
It sounds like the governor is proposing legislation that would ease concerns that a lot of cities have about a tool they lost for improving downtowns in particular and creating affordable housing. It's up to lawmakers, of course, to make this happen. And two-thirds of voters in any given area would have to approve creating these so-called infrastructure financing districts that would perhaps fill some of the gap. So we'll have to see.
The first full work week of the year offered some good news and some not so good news in terms of jobs for the Sacramento region. I saw that our unemployment rate declined, but we're also looking at some job losses, right?
Right. So the numbers that came out Tuesday showed that the region's unemployment rate was 8.3% in November, down 1.6 points from the same month a year earlier. But, you know, when it comes to economics, it's always a mixed picture. The Bureau of Labor Statistics also counted fewer jobs in the region. And the Conference Board reported fewer online jobs posted here compared to a year ago. So then we also had some bad news from LexisNexis, a national database company that is shipping something like 100 jobs to North Carolina. On the other hand, we had an IT company called NetBrain that said it's setting up an office in South Natomas with something like 24 engineering jobs. So some good, some bad. I think we'll see more of that as the year goes on. It's going to be sort of a bumpy road in terms of job creation.
The trade group responsible for recruiting new businesses in the Sacramento area has a plan to step up its efforts. What's that all about?
So we're talking about a nonprofit organization called SACTO, which has the mission of helping the region land new employers. In an interview with our economics reporter, Alan Young, the CEO said she has a goal of doubling the number of companies that SACTO recruits every year. Each year for the next 5 years, which is obviously a pretty aggressive goal.
Well, how does that compare to the number of companies it recruits now each year?
So SACTO says it attracts on average 8 companies a year. Over the last 6 months, the total is 6. So it's possible that that they're on the right track to meet that goal. You know, one example of a company they attracted this year was in the last 6 months was a company called Shinmei Foods, which is building a factory in West Sacramento to make rice buns. So it's doable, but it's an aggressive goal.
Speaking of new companies, several lawyers this week said they were leaving one of Sacramento's bigger law firms to form their own practice. What's going on there?
So law firms have these dramatic breakups every now and then, but this is a little unusual. We have 5 lawyers leaving Wilkie Flurry to start their own practice. This is the first time a group of lawyers have left Wilkie Flurry since the firm was founded more than 90 years ago. So what's driving it apparently is that is this opportunity that these lawyers see to focus on healthcare law. The Affordable Care Act is something of a permanent employment act for healthcare lawyers, and that's where they want to focus. Now, Wilkie Flurry wasn't the only law firm to make news this week. Weintraub Tobin, an even bigger firm, announced that it's acquiring a small firm in Newport Beach. It only adds a handful of lawyers to their practice, but it gets the firm closer to their goal of being a statewide powerhouse.
All right, Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.
You can check out our website for previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Marianne Russ, Capital Public Radio News.